and I'm not versed in the English language, and what he just laid out is because he's said it for years. But I get what he's saying. Your impressions and images, if you, they are what you
I have a
find
question for the
beautiful
two
and.
of you. The two of you. What about listening to Bob? What does it evoke in you? How does it entice you?
More of
Well,
an intrigue
sometimes it
to me.
doesn't, and sometimes it does. Sometimes I can't. He's so potent. I look, like he, a little drop of him goes a long way. So sometimes I can listen to him, and then other times I can't. But when I do engage with him, it's always there's an excitement. I feel it feels char the energy feels charged. There's it's very exciting. It's like you're on a great ride or something.
Okay.
Now, other times I can get when I hear if I come on a group, like when I came on to Cash Tailgate last week and Bob was on, and it was like, oh fuck, I don't want to join the group thing and get beat up by Bob. So I wasn't wanting to hear Bob. So then my stomach stinks, sinks, and I get nauseated. So sometimes Bob, if I in certain in the group situations, it's always hard. Sometimes it's hard to listen to Bob. For some reason, it wasn't today, but last week when I tuned in and I heard Bob was on, I go, oh fuck. But then I just shut up and just, quieted down and just listened, and I didn't try to interact. And when he was off, I had a good time with the other people that were on. It's not, I don't always have, but on a one-to-one, it's always good with Bob, but on in the group dynamic, it's not always that good for me.
And Tina, what do you get?
Intrigue. I just open to hearing what comes out of his mouth. Sometimes I get what he says, other times I don't, and I don't care one way or the other. But I'm more intrigued with what gets laid out, and I pre you know, and there, I appreciate how he ties it back into Ion because that's where I'm coming from. But he can overlay Finnegan's Wake and McLuhan and many other perceptions that make sense. Maybe not so much right this red hot second, but it'll show up again. And that's, what about you, Pam?
Absolutely nothing. Hearing him today, I mean, it was, when you meet friends like you haven't seen in years, and it's really a chance for you to check in where you're at.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Hearing him tonight was no different. It's the same dialogue. How long have I been at this? 2, 3 years now? Same exact dialogue as from day one. When it's so bizarre. Like nothing has changed.
Yet everything has. What he,
Oh,
for
for
me anyway.
me.
Yeah.
For
And
me
I would say
internally,
that that's not so much, that's not about Bob. That's more about you. Where, like where you're at in relation to that person or whomever, Bob in this context.
absolutely. But it's so weird to like hear the same topics being discussed. And in my life, like it's just night and day from when I first started listening.
Yeah. Because I've never, as far as topic goes, it's fairly fresh.
What?
Even though like Bob will maybe talk about Zappa or McLuhan, He'll bring them. It's like there's
current.
Different levels. Is he? He's maybe. I understand it differently now, listening to Bob, than I did back when. And I don't know. I think Bob too is like also talking. Like for me, I'm kind of a beginner, and I know he was specifically talking with, I think it was at MJ or who else was on here, Chad, or I don't know if they still are. So he was, even though he was specifically talking and to Tina, there was still stuff there that I got that I hadn't really gotten before, or
right.
And you know, and one thing about Bob is that he sticks with it. He just doesn't let go, you know. And even though he's moving on to stuff all the time, to new stuff, and he's always getting new information and this and that, he kind of, as he gets the new information, not, and I hate to use the word information, but as he gets a new slant on something or new perspective, he'll reincorporate that into the old. He'll kind of bring it back.
Which makes the old new again.
Yeah.
For him and for anyone else who cares to hear it,
yeah.
You know.
So it's always
yeah.
new on that level, and because I'm always changing. Then there's times when I just go, nope, I don't need it. I don't need any Bob. I got enough of Bob. Still digesting.
I mean, there was a time way back in the day where when he and James first showed up on Achieve Radio, and this was a year and some. Before Ion even showed up, where I would skip Wednesdays for a while because I just, it was irritating to my ears. He was just a gazillion miles an hour, and I just wasn't getting anything that they were talking about, and only listened to James on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then occasionally I would listen on a Wednesday archive and or a Wednesday show, and you just kind of then I started kind of getting a little bit of what, not so much getting it, but at least hearing what he was saying and wondering, what's this guy talking about? And then he kind of, and that's where the intrigue came in, even way back then, was just desiring to figure out what he was saying and what he was talking about, because he was saying something. He had a lot to say about stuff, and wanted just to figure out his angle, where was what he was talking about. So I'll continue to tune in and then just happened to be listening on that particular Wednesday when Ian made his first presence. And so the story goes.
I clearly remember that one of the, in the very beginning, like maybe tailgate number two with Angela and Chad and whoever he was dating then.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on my step outside, like just being all excited about parallel worlds and like becoming my God self. But, and I swear to you, this, the same things he was talking about that night was what he was talking about tonight. And it was just so wild.
So is that like cool or is that like redundant?
Oh, it's redundant as fucking hell.
See, well, anyway, yeah. Well, see, to
but
me,
no,
I had a
like,
life. I had a life moment because the whole thing with that graffiti in the bathroom. Oh, by the way, I talked to the owner. He says that if I want to take pictures of it, I better hurry because they're going to paint it over. But now I don't need to because now I know it's significant. You know, that was for me.
Yeah,
it was.
Especially
absolutely.
The dates. I don't even remember. He said there was the date 7. 22, 2009 was significant. I know it was significant. I can't remember what he said. Something about ascent, transition from what? I don't know. But it's very interesting. So I had some living moments, you know. So for me, it was good. Other times, you know, not so good.
When him and MJ were talking about stuff like I wasn't I have, you know, just not real big interest in it, but I was hearing what they were and was saying and just enjoy their conversation and always enjoy MJ when he talks, and the two of them were quite engaged in their conversation, and I found that to be enjoyable. And then it kept going along, and then I'm wondering, gee, you know, if this new technology thing that is
that
going to show up, yeah, how does what's the causal effect?
Wait, I think Pam, did you hear about the new technology? Was it MJ that was sharing? Were you on for that?
I don't know. What was it?
You
came in.
So you
know what I noticed? You
get these little gems, even out of the mouth of Bob.
You do. Okay, what were you saying? Pam was going to say something.
But my question is, how does no one else notice that he's just a flat line? How is no one else picking up on that who's been engaging with this for a long time?
That he's a flat lie, L-I-E?
Line. Like the same old information continuously.
See,
which is neither.
But I don't hear it as the same. I don't hear. What was laid out before is new, is not what was laid out now in my ears. And maybe that's more me than him or you, because
what
he laid out before was like, shut the fuck up, okay? I don't, all this McClunism crap, whatever, I want to engage with Ion and the others that are intrigued over here.
So Pam,
and
what,
now that's shifted.
Oh, Pam, what's the lie? I don't get the lie part. What's the lie part?
I said line.
L-I-N-E.
Just a flat line of information. The same.
Oh.
Which is neither good nor bad. It's just the same. It's like reading the same book.
It's not the same. Okay, well, see, the thing is, it is true, but I still get stuff interesting about him having to, you know, the guys all after Carolyn. I'm always getting, I find Bob interesting. He's had an interesting life. He knows a lot of people. So I like hearing the history, seeing it be, it's like for me a painting. Well, you get the whitewash, you know, they'll come and put the whitewash on, and then they add more color. So I always listening to Bob, it adds more, even though he's sharing about his past or who he knows, there's always more
color.
But
it's not a bragging thing, you know, and that's the intrigue that,
he's fucking 90 years old. You talk to any other 90-year-old person, and they've lived in a whole other world, although Bob is very current. I mean, he likes, you know, but he really likes sharing what he's acquired, accumulated, who he knows, and he was in these significant eras, and there's maybe a little facet you didn't get or this or that, and it just will come out in conversation. So he's always interesting. Even without Ion, just to hear some of the stuff now. Anyway, but it's always Bob. Yeah, Bob doesn't change. The words change.
And I'm just seeing that I've changed. That's all.
Yeah.
And it's a marker for that. That's all.
But no, Bob doesn't change. I mean, Bob is Bob.
Bob's changed a lot. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you think so?
He never stops. Oh, yeah. Subtly. I don't know that there's any one thing I'd, you know, put my finger on, so to speak. But what I do hear is, well, his verbiage definitely has changed, as all of our language and such. So that in itself is huge.
Yeah,
and his ability to apply the new to the old of what he had worked out freaking 40 years ago and then some and afterwards and before that and whatever, and bring it current,
you know,
like
what I mean is, we're all essentially the same. Whether I'm ascended or not, that my essence, my... we're still who we are. You know what I mean? That we're always recognizable. There's always that eternal, I guess maybe we are always in a state of change, but there's always that identifying, oh, this is Jill, or this is Tina, or this is Pam.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some identifiable, yes, I know that voice. I know that energy. You just know it, right? I mean, does that change too?
In that context, I agree with you.
Energy as you're an ascendant being, the depth of it, you know, as you like wash off the windshield more and more, the depth shows more and more, the complexity of a person,
the energy,
the color.
Vibration shifts.
Yeah. No, it's not a shift. It was always there. It was just covered.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But I think Bob is fairly transparent. I think he's getting pretty close to the ascension point, and that's why...
I disagree with you there.
Well, hey, assholes can be ascending. I mean, an ascended being can be an asshole. That this idea that an ascended person has to be cool, I don't think is... I think Bob is pretty...
Those are just judgments of your perception of what cool is or cool is not, or,
King David,
or whatever, you
know.
Depending on who's looking at it.
Ion says King David was not a nice guy. He goes and he has sex with this woman, and then to cover it up, he goes and has her husband killed because, oh, fuck, he can't cover this up. So... it's not about being really nice.
Yeah, but does he say King David was ascended?
It says, that's you. That's what you did. So he was busted. I mean, everybody knew what he did at that point. But that's David, the man after God's heart. Now, that's a pretty naughty thing to do. And I don't think even Bob would stoop to such low measures because he's not all that interested in pussy. You know what I mean? But... So this is David, a man after God's heart. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're interpreting. I'm just being the devil's advocate.
I still can be a little prudy, but. So that's why Bob's assholeness does not bother me in terms of, it doesn't make me think he's less ascended because of it. I don't look at that. The fact that he's still engaged and does what he does and is always there and excited to talk, and, you know, not always, and sometimes he won't even give me the time of day, but what he does, I appreciate it, you know. So.
Oh, I don't think he's an asshole.
Oh, I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. But I like assholes, so, I mean, not all assholes, but I like him. I'm fond of him. And he's not always that way. No. If he's always that way, that'd be probably another story.
And I'm sure that they would look like an older individual, but you wouldn't know that they were be 200.
Or who knows?
They would look like they would be like maybe some 80 something or whatever. I mean, shoot. If you see pictures of Bob, he definitely, I mean,